15, writing little raps on a laptop screen, looking forward to getting any way, any means, trying to get the goal, first place athlete, now look into the mirror, ask who you gonna be, now who you gonna be, trouble gonna boom, no doubt, gotta find my own way, gotta find my own pay, and I ain't trying to be a saint, don't you wanna go away, I ain't special, it's so often, I just feel like a mistake, always up on my own case, but you take me out of space, your beauty bring me back to earth, my hands are slipping around your waist.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather, to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes and I would have tried harder to get a better grade so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now and I'm completely all online when the past 3.5 years I was training to be in person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in a classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I asked questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hello, this is your WONY Music Update, brought to you by the WONY Music Department. Here's some upcoming shows for the week/weekend. On Thursday, February 22nd, the Grill and Morris is hosting a Black History Solidarity Concert and Reflections with the SUNY Senior Vice Chancellor speaking. Performers include Ali Sant, AJ Horton, Ben Keen, Devin Chapman, Hooked on Tonics, Lady Jam, World Chorus, Zappa Ensemble, and many more. The show runs from 6 to 8 p.m. On Saturday, February 24th, Club Odyssey is hosting local acts Lily Soleil and Nerve Damage. Show will be from 7 to 10 p.m. and is free. Also on Saturday, February 24th, the Black Oak is hosting Vulgar Display of Power, Central New York's premier Pantera tribute band. Show is 21+, starts at 10 p.m., and has a $5 cover. This has been your WONY Music Update, and as always, keep it locked.
haven't found anything that I've liked in a while. But I guess you could say I'm in love with your smile.
You're my strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl.
You're so particular. Way you make me feel alive, I'm not so insecure. And I know I'm not the guy who likes grape jelly. Then you said to me, that's okay, I'll be your
strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl. Strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl.
I guess I'll start from the heart, not the word part. Wanna make you mine, can't waste your time, couldn't change your minds. But was I too blind? You still on my mind, should we cross the line? We could be just fine, why am I still trying? Thinking selfishly, I should leave you be. Why can't I see? You're my strawberry girl.
This feeling, what we meant to be, only time could see, couldn't let you go. Didn't mean to make life hard, but now I'm feeling you're my
strawberry girl. You're my strawberry girl. Strawberry girl. You're my
Thank you. everyone. Gonna spread this love around and have a little fun. Feels and joy.
WONY Oneonta, New York.
I'm moving back to my college town where no one is gonna recognize me. I'm too old now, but I know you're graduating, and part of me is start to see your face at the head of first. But I know it's quite unlikely, for I passed the crosswind they once so naturally.
back to the graft again. Just sold my voice for a long weekend. You bet it was worth it. There's no other place I'd rather reset. You got that right, love. If it wasn't yours, I'd be somewhere else, in some other time zone, trying to work things out myself.
Until the end, it's you and me. I look to you as long. just a dream. We don't go and we never arrive, however real it seems.
Notice. it's desperate, but I had to try. It still looks like fall outside. So many. Edge of the night.